The United States operated Native American concentration camps in the 1830s that went on for decades and later evolved into reservations. During World War II, the U.S. imprisoned Japanese Americans. About 1,000 indigenous Aleuts of Alaska were forced into camps as their homes were burned to the ground so that invading Japanese forces could not use them. After the war, the United States seized Okinawan homes and burned them to the ground to make way for military bases, forcing 300,000 civilians into concentration camps, and deliberately starved about 1 million Germans to death in prison camps. The Subversive Activities Control Act of 1950 led to the construction of concentration camps meant to hold American dissidents. In 1961, the U.S. forced 8 million South Vietnamese civilians into prison camps to deprive the Viet Cong of any potential support. Starting back in the late 90s, Alex Jones has been releasing films warning that people are being conditioned to accept seeing their neighbors rounded up and thrown in prison camps, such as the WTO protests, where hundreds of protesters were arrested and thrown into jail. The 2004 Republican National Convention, where over 1,000 protesters were arrested and sent to a makeshift prison. And in Katrina, where police went door to door confiscating guns.
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn. And instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You said guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
You see, for over 20 years, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has been building and constructing, maintaining concentration camps as well as the personnel to incarcerate literally tens of millions of Americans. It seems now, with some of the latest developments, they are attempting, in a psychological warfare program, to condition and control the populace so the populace will actually believe that all of this is needed to maintain the public safety.
As we in the research community say, this is a psyops. They're preparing people for what is coming, not what is being presented today.
So you're saying they're preparing people to accept it with incrementalism?
That is correct. Like the old frog example, you know, you put the frog in the water and you just gradually continue to raise the heat on the water until the frog is cooked.
After 9/11 came the Patriot Act, and American citizens officially became potential enemies of the state. In 2006, President Bush amended the National Defense Authorization Act to grant the president power to declare martial law. And in 2007, signed Directive 51.
For the smallest of reasons, including, in the document's own text, any incident in the world, regardless of location, that affects population, infrastructure, environment, economy, or government functions, can trigger, at the president's will, total martial law.
During COVID, healthy people with no symptoms were arrested and locked in prison camps because they failed a fraudulent PCR test. And if they tried to escape, their fellow prisoners reported them.
The second she jumped over, we all freaked out because we just wanted to call, like, to let the wellness people know, let the police know.
In response to their 000 calls, she was picked up by the police within 15 minutes and fined $5,000.
Prison camps are being built all over the world, and they are for whoever the government sees as a threat to their agenda. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
And we've got to get to this other breaking story. As we speak, the FDA and the CDC has announced that they are now recommending a pause in the use of Johnson & Johnson's vaccine.
The FDA and CDC calling for a pause in the use of the single-dose shot out of an abundance of caution.
Was a pause necessary in your view?
Yes, I believe it was necessary for a couple of reasons.
So what's going on here?
Sudden death among healthy working-age people worldwide is skyrocketing. Here in America, it was up 40% during the third and fourth quarters of 2021. Our next guest contends a 10% jump would have been a 1 in 200-year event, but this was 40%.
And so we have a health problem, a national health crisis, and at the very least, it should be examined and discussed openly. Unfortunately, the vaccine is a taboo subject. And it's not allowed to be discussed in the mainstream media or pretty much anywhere near health authorities. So this is a problem that needs to be reckoned with. We need a national discussion about it. And, if I'm proven wrong, that's great. But unfortunately, on Wall Street, when we see statistics like this, and trend changes like this, we become quite alarmed. And that's what I do for a living.
Family says the mother and grandmother was healthy before she got her shot and that her sudden death came as a shock. Eyewitness News reporter Jessica DeNova has more.
This Orange County son worries his mom died because of her second Moderna COVID-19 vaccine dose. A conversation with staff at the OC coroner's office about Griselda Flores' death raised red flags for Richard Cardenas and his family.
They made it seem like this was like not the first call that they had.
And in this video, I'm going to be talking about a 13-year-old boy in Michigan who died 3 days after getting the Pfizer vaccine. The cause of death is being investigated by the CDC, and according to the patient's on Twitter, the preliminary autopsy report showed that he had fluid around his heart.
And it has been almost 7 months since Abby received the vaccine. Her right arm continues to shake. Mm-hmm. After exercise, within weight-bearing exercise, it shakes uncontrollably. All of our questions and concerns were met with uncertainty. The doctors did not know. Could Abby's injuries get better? Could they get worse with changes? Is this the early stages of Parkinson's? No one knows.
And that's the great unknown. What's going to happen to me in the future now that I've taken this vaccine? Not me. I'm talking about the people out there that accepted the COVID-19 GMO shot into their bodies. And the naysayers and the gaslighters on X can say, oh, it doesn't do anything to your genes. And then they find SV40 virus in the vaccine, which is the DNA from the simian virus 40, which has been shown to cause cancer. Oh, that's why cancer rates are going up. There's no cancer rates going up. There's no excess deaths. They just keep gaslighting you because they're afraid because they took it and they don't know what's going to happen to them. And kind of understandable. Understandable. So I want to shift gears and get onto this article that Jamie White put out yesterday. This is actually the 26th. Dengue fever surges by 400% in Brazil after Bill Gates-backed gene-edited mosquito released. So dengue fever has spiked fourfold in Brazil in 2024, following the release of millions of genetically edited mosquitoes by the United Nations World Mosquito Program. So it's four times greater in the first 5 weeks of 2024. There's 364,000 cases have been reported, four times in the same period of 2023. So I went back and I'm like, Brazil, dengue fever. I remember us talking about this many times. So I went back into the old InfoWars archive section and found a few articles. And we'll start with, here's one from 2010. No, this is 2014. We found the 2010, so we'll go in order. 2010, right here. Viruses and the GM insect flying vaccine solution. This is from Brandon Tuberville of Activist Post. Where? Right there. Go to the document. Let me see it. There we go. Oh, that. Okay, I see what you're saying. Right there. There we go. Oh, you're over here. All right, so I'm going to go here. Oh, you're putting my picture in the shot. I see what you're doing. There you go. So there's that one. Biofarms to integrate vaccines, pharmaceuticals into GMO biopharmaceutical crops. This was 2012. And what are they talking about now? Putting vaccines in the lettuce and in tomatoes. Okay, 2012, 2024. Let's see. Let's do this one. Unapproved GM mosquitoes being shipped to the U.S. for release. Tell the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District to stop the GE mosquito experiment. I've actually got a video about this from a company called Oxitec. But we were actually covering this in 2012, not in 2014 when it was happened. And I'll go to that. In fact, actually, let's go to that now because I want to play the first 5 minutes of it. This is Hayden Perry with Alex Jones back in 2012 talking about dengue fever and mosquitoes. Here it is.
All right. So tell us about yourself, the company, what this particular genetically modified mosquito does.
Sure. Well, the company itself is a small UK company. We're about 40 people. We came out of Oxford University. What we have pioneered is a way of effectively producing sterile insects, and we focus on those species that either spread disease like dengue fever or that damage crops in terms of agriculture. So we've got two sides to what we do, both the public health side and the agriculture. The one that we're talking about here is the mosquito called Aedes aegypti, and it basically has come out of Africa. It spread itself around the world, and when you have Aedes aegypti in an urban environment and someone comes into that environment with dengue fever, then you have the conditions with which the dengue fever will spread from person to person, because dengue fever is only spread by the bite of a mosquito. And there's no vaccine, there's no medication for dengue fever, and quite frankly, chemicals have done a poor job in reducing the incidence, because this mosquito is very difficult to kill with insecticides, because it lives in and around your home.
Now, I know in places like Australia, from the numbers, you're the expert on this, a lot of people get dengue fever. Some do die. But here in the U.S., what, 30 cases last year, 60 the year before that? I think it's zero so far with the mosquitoes. Why release these in Florida?
Florida Keys did not have dengue for years and years. You have to go back 20, 30 years. I don't even remember the last case. And then in 2009, they got about 29 cases, and those were people who had not traveled. So, in other words, they got dengue locally in the Keys. So what they did is they responded by, you know, very much increased manpower to carry out surveillance, remove breeding sources, carry out chemical treatments. They increased all of the levels of activity a huge amount. And the following year, they had about 67 cases, or there or thereabouts. So they hadn't managed to control it. Now, last year, thankfully, they had no cases at all, which is terrific.
What does dengue fever do to you?
It's flu-like symptoms. It's known as breakbone fever, which gives you a clue. It can be anything, actually, from asymptomatic all the way through up to hemorrhagic fever, where blood vessels burst, and shock syndrome, and then ultimately death. But normally speaking, people would have a very severe flu, severe headaches, feel as if their bones are breaking. It's very frightening and unnerving. It's not normally fatal, but it is very unpleasant.
What are these mosquitoes? How are they changed? What do they do? How do they supposedly mitigate the dengue fever problem?
Okay, so how they changed? What we've done is we've put a gene into these mosquitoes, and that gene causes the offspring, the next generation, to die. Now, there are two interesting facts about mosquitoes. Firstly is males don't bite you and males don't spread disease. And the second thing is that mosquitoes actually don't travel very far. So they travel about 200 yards in their life. So what we do is we have mosquitoes, we breed them, which are in effect sterile. So their offspring will not survive. We release males into the environment because males are the ones that are safe. They don't bite. They will mate with the females that are out there. And then instead of that female, which potentially could produce up to 500 live adults in her lifetime, those offspring will not occur. They will die before they reach adulthood. Mm. So effectively, it's birth control for insects.
Okay, let's hold it right there. Birth control for insects. Well, they send in the males. We're going to pick that clip up, but I'm going to play another clip from Alex Jones and Dr. Group in 2016 explaining it actually kind of foreshadows what happened in this clip. And it's interesting to look at this at a whole level. So we're going to finish up the next half hour with the dengue fever mosquito.
Why are all these mosquitoes being released in Brazil? Well, you have the Olympics in Brazil, Summer Olympics in 2016. You're going to have representatives and people, contestants, athletes, fans from every country in the world in one central location. And that's where they're releasing this virus. So it's a perfect vector to spread this disease all over. Now they say it can be.
But even better, then everybody's got to have the vaccine when you, quote, get your shots to go to Brazil. And then who knows what will be in the Bill and Melinda Gates developed Zika vaccine.
Exactly. The vaccine. And now they're telling people not to have babies till 2018. And the pesticide levels that what I hear are going to be sprayed not only in South America, Brazil, but all over the world.
The USDA just approved a new Super Roundup herbicide. I've got that article right here, actually.
Okay, so you're going to have billions and billions of tons of extra pesticides being sprayed upon us. And you're going to have more hospital visits, which is good for the pharmaceutical.
Let me ask you this question, Dr. Group. Why isn't anybody other than the top bioweapons expert in the U.S. and us and a few others pointing out this is suspicious, that Bill and Melinda Gates, they're connected to Zika. They say they want to reduce our population. The White House science czar wants to do it. You've got the Rockefeller Foundation owns it. They're developing a vaccine. They're the usual suspects. I mean, why are they so obvious about what they do? I think it's where Bill Gates opens up the mosquitoes in the crowded room and says, it's okay, it'll reduce our population, and points at the board with an equation to bring us down to zero. I mean, he's just there doing it. He goes, there's no reason only the poor people should have to go through this. And he's actually telling you metaphysically what he's doing to you in front of you.
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase of about 1.3. Now, malaria is, of course, transmitted by mosquitoes. I brought some here just so you could experience this. We'll let those roam around the auditorium a little bit. There. There's no reason only poor people should have the experience.
For some reason in lore, that's what bad guys have to do. They have to tell you first what they're going to do.
Well, see, the genetically modified mosquitoes are males, and what they're designed to do is mate with the females in nature. So what you're doing is you're taking a genetically modified mosquito made by man, and you're introducing it into nature, which is a natural mosquito. So automatically, you're going to have alterations in genetic codes for the offspring. So what it's designed to do is stop the female mosquito from replicating that Zika virus, and it's supposed to kill the larva. The problem with that is, and the reason, if you look into the research, why all those mosquitoes were released in Brazil.
You can actually soup them up. It's actually, they're souping them up, claiming it's an eradication program. And after they do that, suddenly it explodes and gets worse. So the headline is, after Bill and Melinda Gates tinker with Zika, it gets worse.
Well, what they're failing to mention is the fact that Brazil has the highest level of tetracycline, which is an antibiotic, of any other country. And more tetracycline is used for animals and humans than anywhere else in the world. And there's high levels of tetracycline in all the water supply.
That's right. We think America is cheating with chemicals and with drugs for the animals. You think we have beef, folks? We have nothing compared to Brazil or Chile or all those countries. We don't produce the beef here. And absolutely, they are just feeding them whatever they want down there.
Well, what happens is these genetically modified mosquitoes, if there's in the presence of tiny, tiny amounts of tetracycline, it does not kill the larva like it's supposed to of the female.
It makes them drug resistant, including the Zika.
Yeah, so they've even admitted up to 15% of the mosquitoes are now new strains of mosquitoes that are being developed with the Zika. So it doesn't even, with the tetracycline in the water.
And by the way, imagine all the thousands of cross-species chimeras, the pharmacological crops. Now, zoologically, you don't get diseases your dog does, but now, forget dog, we can get insect diseases. I mean, we are just breaking all the bonds and allowing everything to jump cross-species. Totally insane.
All they know is that prior to my vaccine, I was healthy, I was whole, and then after my vaccine, I had complete paralysis of my body. I've regained the upper body strength, and I'm working towards both toes moving on left and right.
Schofield was active and healthy until about 2 weeks after receiving his second Pfizer vaccine in July of 2021.
I started to get a tingling sort of heat sensation in my left foot, and then within 2 hours, I was paralyzed from the waist down.
Both hands, as you can see, they're curled in, and I don't have a lot of wrist strength. That makes obviously doing pretty much everything a challenge.
The former pilot and realtor developed a rare neurological disorder called Guillain-Barré syndrome after receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine in April of 2021.
In September last year, Hayden, like millions of others, got his first Pfizer vaccine. 2 weeks later, while he and fiancé Jax were looking at wedding venues in Nelson, he started feeling like he was having a heart attack.
I went to bed and woke up at about, I think it was about 3 a.m. with like severe chest pain. Every time my heartbeat was like a real deep stabbing pain. And I was like, babe, I'm in a bad way. I think I'm dying. And then we shot to the hospital in Nelson and we're like, oh yeah, you've got pericarditis.
It's been a long road to recovery for Matty John.
It's a really uncomfortable and quite a frightening experience.
He felt like he was having a heart attack 2 days after getting the Pfizer vaccine.
I went and had the second and then it got really bad. And within about a week, I had lost. My hands didn't really work. It's there until I go to bed, and I take sleeping pills because I can't sleep because of the pain.
Brianne Dressen is a preschool teacher in Saratoga Springs who participated in the AstraZeneca clinical trial back in November.
We all knew that some people were going to draw the short straw.
And that includes her.
I'm on the bowling team from the high school, Dyer County, and I noticed when I was throwing the ball that I couldn't feel my arms or legs. So I was freaking out.
Her parents took her to see a doctor in Jackson.
But when we got in, finally, my doctor, my PA, told me, like, right off the bat what she thought it was. She was like, you have Guillain-Barré.
In the morning, I was just looking, and I thought, gosh, something is weird with my face. And I thought, whatever, I slept funny, no big deal. And by the end of the day, my husband even, I was asking him, like, this is weird now. And even with kindness, he had to say, yes, it was.
A phone consult with Gibson's
and this lady
doctor
here, I recognize
confirmed
her.
That she had developed Bell's palsy.
She put out a video later how she would do it again. She would take the vaccine again. So this is just an 18-minute compilation. We're playing parts of it throughout the show. That'll probably be the last clip because at the bottom of the hour, we're going to play from the 30 minutes, this is something Owen Schroer's producing for Infowars.com. It is child predator catcher warns parents how easy it is for pedophiles to get access to children. So if you have kids, if they're online, you need to watch this. Know the warning signs, know what to do, and have Alex Rosen on speed dial because he may be coming be a predator approacher for you. Now, just a few top stories. We're going to get back into the dengue fever / GMO mosquito report. Brazil rushes out dengue vaccine amid country's biggest ever outbreak. Takeda and Biological E announced collaboration for dengue vaccine. New single-dose dengue vaccine shows 80% protection. You see that? 80% protection. Remember when the COVID vaccine was at 80%? Well, actually, before that, it was at 100%, and then it kept going down. Then it ended up being 50. Then it, you know, gave you AIDS, and that's kind of how it works. But we've got more on this. I want to go back to the Alex Jones interview from 2012 with the CEO from Oxitech, who is the company that makes these GMO mosquitoes. You heard from Dr. Group and Alex Jones in the first segment of the hour, basically talking about how they take the males and they put the males in with the females. And he's going to admit that in this the second part of this interview that some of the males or some of the females do get out and they're spreading around. They can't get them all. They can't separate them all when they're making the batches. And then the tetracycline, that's the key, because there's tetracycline everywhere, and then when these mosquitoes hit it, it doesn't kill their larvae, so it actually doesn't do what it's supposed to do, so then they keep going. And I've got some numbers that I want to show you guys, because they started this in this dengue fever, dengue GMO mosquito, I guess you'd call it a vaccine, or program back in 2014. But let's finish up with the AJ Oxitech CEO interview, and notice what he says about all this. Pretty interesting to hear all this information now many years later and have it in a different perspective. Here it is.
Well, let me read to you out of New Yorker on page 44 in this current July 9th issue. It says, environmentalists have expressed concern about what might happen if some of the modified females survive and while biting people injected them with an engineered protein. Oxitech separates males from females, but with so many mosquitoes, a few genetically modified females invariably slip by. Oxitech puts the number at about 1 in 3,000. This is a nightmare scenario, and we don't have any published data that answers the question. And I saw a quote in my stack here from someone at your company, it may have been you, correct me if I'm wrong, saying, hey, they're not going to pass any of their DNA or whatever onto you, or viruses, RNA. But, I mean, doesn't a female mosquito bite you and inject saliva into you to liquefy before exsanguinating the delicious meal so she can produce her larva? You're saying there's no danger?
No, we're saying there's no danger. But I would also emphasize that everything we do, whenever we work in any country, we always work with the experts, whoever they may be, whether it's the Ministry of Health, whether it's a leading research institute. And we also always work with under whatever regulatory system there is. What we've done is we've put in two changes, if you like, to produce this sterility effect. Now, this protein that's expressed doesn't come up in the salivary glands of the female. You can't find it there. So you're not going to get any mosquito biting you and pass this protein. Even if you did, this protein, we've done very thorough studies on it, and it doesn't show up in any of the databases as an allergen or toxic or whatever. So it looks absolutely safe, and it's not in the salivary glands. And the other thing, which is a bit more anecdotal and less scientific, is obviously we work with them all the time, and we've all been bitten over and over again.
I think the concern here, Hayden, is how does the gene cut off the life cycle or sterilize? What does it do in these? Because, you know, we have the UN and all these other people, the science czar at the White House saying we want to put stuff in the food and water. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
To sterilize or reduce population, that seems to be the Moonraker, you know, dream of these neo-eugenicists. Do you get some of the apprehension out there that people have, or should we just embrace it right now and just inject ourselves with mosquito genetics?
No, I think what we have as societies, we have a number of challenges in all walks of life. And I think what we try and do is to innovate, to make things safer, to make them more environmentally sustainable. And I think that's what we're seeing here. I mean, at the end of the day, what are we doing at the moment about mosquitoes? We produce chemicals, which are like a blanket bombing approach. We swamp the place with chemicals. At the same time as we're trying to take out the dengue mosquito, we're also taking out umpteen other species, which do no harm at all and also disrupt the food chain.
And bioaccumulates in us. Oh, I agree that...
And accumulates. So, you know, we are already carrying out a very, well, I would call fairly brutal way of trying to solve a particular problem spread by one mosquito, which is in and around the home. And also we're not being successful because this mosquito, despite best efforts, is not controlled. So if anyone wants to look at the Florida Keys website, you'll see that even now, one in five houses they find this particular mosquito in. We're only looking to take out the one insect that's causing the problem, and that insect shouldn't be there. It should not be in the Keys. It should not be in the States. It came from Africa. This mosquito has a gene that, when it's inherited by the offspring, results in the offspring dying before they get to adulthood. Basically, it disrupts the way in which the cells grow. Now, of course, if you have that in a mosquito and it can't get to adulthood, then the next question is, well, how on earth can you create enough mosquitoes to put them out into the environment? So the system has a way in which we can block that effect. So we can actually feed these mosquitoes in the production environment with a chemical called tetracycline. That actually suppresses the lethal effect, and it does it through a molecular blocking effect. It doesn't do it because it's an antibiotic. It's a pure sort of lock and key molecular effect. So in the laboratory or the lab, you can actually effectively give these mosquitoes an antidote. You can create large numbers of them, and then you can withdraw that. And for the generation that you're going to release, you just release the males. They don't have access to the tetracycline in the open environment. And by definition,
unless they
then they're sterile. They're carrying that gene. Yeah, they go out and breed with the females, and every time they breed with a female, instead of that female having 70 to 100 eggs each time and up to 500 in their lifetime, then they won't produce viable offspring. Now, if you keep releasing the males over a period of time, then you'll bring that population right down.
Brings the population right down, unless they have access to tetracycline, which is all over South America. So they spray it everywhere. Now, when these mosquitoes get into it, they don't die like they're supposed to because it's the antidote. That's what the scientists said, right? Both scientists, actually, Dr. Group and Hayden, what was his last name? Hayden Perry, who was nice enough to come on. I mean, that was the CEO of the company that makes these genetically modified mosquitoes, and he came on to talk to Alex. Notice the amazing Skype from 2012. And why don't we have Skype like that now? Skype sucks now compared to that. It's always dropping. And I mean, I look at that. It's like, looks crystal clear. Amazing. Makes you wonder what's really going on in the Skype factory. A couple more articles. Scientists warn supercharged GMOs could be used as bioweapons. This shows the altered the genes and from Julie Fidler. And how they alter the chromosomes in the wild type. And then they make these mosquitoes that supposedly die. But unless they get that. Now, here 2014, Brazil releases good mosquitoes to fight dengue fever. There it is right there. Okay? But now, what do we have? We have fever surges by 400% in Brazil after Bill Gates-backed gene-edited mosquitoes released. Now, I want to show you this. Here we have a chart. Number of dengue cases in Brazil from 2015 to 2023. Right here. Here's 2015. So it was introduced in 2014. You can see it went up for a couple of years and then it dropped. So it seemed, oh, maybe it's working. Then it went up again, then it dropped a little, and now it's going back up. And now we're on a pace to go four times more than this number. That's where we're on pace for with the first 2 months of 2024. So that's 12 million. So that's a 3 million right there, 3 million cases. Now we're going to be up to 12 million. But don't worry, they have a vaccine ready now. So they've created more dengue fever. Why? Because the mosquitoes are getting the tetracycline. They're not dying. Now there's more mosquitoes giving more people dengue fever. And it's literally a mad scientist program going on. And it's all because there's something in the environment that they're not taking into account. They're using the same piece of that tetracycline. They're using that in the lab to keep these mosquitoes from dying. Then they go out in the wild, they get the tetracycline, they stay alive, and the offspring don't die. And then there's more dengue fever, but they have a vaccine that they say is 80% effective. Isn't that all amazing? Let's just show a little from the BBC video from 2014. Here it is.
So this is a big moment. A bunch of dengue mosquitoes being released out into the open. You'd think
people would be running away from this, but this media circus, all the attention that this is generating is because these are actually special mosquitoes. They're the same kind that transmit dengue fever, but they were brought from a lab. They have been infected by a bacteria that's called Wolbachia that keeps it from transmitting the dengue virus and is then being tested as a way to avoid dengue fever from spreading, which is a big problem here in Brazil. And this is happening here in Tubiacanga. This is the very first place in Brazil and in the American continent to receive these mosquitoes. I'm here with the head of this research here in Brazil for Fiocruz, Luciano Moreira. He has a little pot full of mosquitoes flying around. What is the time frame for this project? How long will it take for residents here to start feeling an effect?
So we will have the Wolbachia to be established until maybe the end of the year. And maybe the next season, we'll probably see a reduction of dengue cases happening in Tubiacanga.
Next year already.
Maybe.
All right, now let's go to the chart. We can cut that out. So I just wanted you to hear that part where he says it's the next season it'll start going down. It actually started going up. Then it went down, and then it started going up and up, and now it's going back up again. So it's boom, 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 boom. Now it's going up. And now, but now they have a vaccine, but now they have mosquitoes that aren't dying. So that's another way to look at gain of function. When you start messing with these things, they have unintended consequences. When you mess with nature, it has unintended consequences. So my advice is stop messing with nature. Get a mosquito net. That's my advice. Okay, we're about to go to break. I'm going to get to a video about what happens to COVID there. Ron Johnson had another symposium, which was amazing. And I want to go to a video from Dr. Sabine Hazen talking about what happens to your gut.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Infowars.com.
Another big lie. Talk about the big lie. Democrats riot for an entire summer. Billions of dollars. And you want to talk about January 6th. You're all a bunch of frauds. You're all a bunch of liars and frauds. We had riots in this country for an entire summer. Billions of dollars. Dozens dead. Police officers attacked, ended up in the hospital, and you didn't say anything. You didn't say anything. You liars. You're a liar, Beto. You are a liar. 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 Liar.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, We have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word, I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful, keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Infowars.com/show.
Especially as we get into this election season with all the craziness going on, we need to be out in the field more. We've been doing it. We want to do more. And with that, I want to go to this video from Dr. Sabine Hazen, gastroenterologist, talking about the effects of COVID on your lower intestine or the COVID vaccine. Here it is.
Through my experience, I will show you how difficult it was to conduct research and publish when the research goes against the national public health narrative. Interference and delay in research happened and affects all of us. In early 2020, my research genetic sequencing laboratory was the first lab to document the entire sequence of the virus in the stools, as opposed to the PCR, which is just a little piece of the virus. We discovered that the virus lingered in the stools for up to 45 days. It took 6 months to publish this publication at a time where everybody needed to know that it was in your stools. My lab also showed that COVID-19 in the stools was killed by hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. But unfortunately, azithromycin and hydroxychloroquine killed the microbiome. System pressures delayed us, and we got a green light to start recruiting by May 2020. By then, the media created fear around hydroxychloroquine. It was impossible to recruit. This drug was safely given for years for arthritis and lupus with no problems. My clinical trials companies were also banned and censored from advertising on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Remember, I do clinical trials for a living, and never as a clinical trial doctor have I not been able to advertise to recruit for a trial on social media. I discovered that messenger RNA vaccines killed the bifidobacteria. I knew I would never be able to publish this because it goes against the narrative. So I submitted it to my college, the American College of Gastroenterology, and presented it in October 2022. This abstract won a research award at the American College of Gastro, beating 6,000 abstracts. That's from academic centers like Harvard and Mayo Clinic and MD Anderson. This abstract got the attention of 18,000 GI doctors who all of a sudden started realizing maybe killing bifidobacteria is why I got COVID after my vaccine to begin with. It is nearly impossible to publish data that goes against the national public health narrative. If doctors cannot publish the data, they cannot find solution to fix the problems. So in conclusion, I will finish with showing this. This represents clinical trials that I've done for pharmaceutical companies prior to COVID. Amongst them are vaccine studies. Yes, I brought vaccines to the market. Proton pump inhibitors, cardiac drugs, biologics for all sorts of conditions. First postpartum depression drug, drugs that never made it to the market because they killed people. Clinical trials doctors follow guidelines that allows the industry to provide safe drugs. These guidelines were not followed during the pandemic. And because of that, everyone is affected. COVID should have been a time where humanity joined forces together and doctors needed to come together. It's a shame that it didn't happen. Interference with research affects all of us. This should not be political. Science is a story that evolves. It's a multitude of experiments that allow us to see medicine, to give hopes to patients. Skepticism, challenging the current state of knowledge, having an open mind must be allowed if we have any hope of moving science forward. What I saw this pandemic was not science.
That's right. It was mandates. It was a hand coming down over you. It was keeping you from knowing the truth. But we might be getting a little bit of truth. Here's the final story of this hour, and then we're going to wrap it up with the child predator. Catcher warns parents how easy it is for pedophiles to get access to children. But here we are. Governor Ron DeSantis signs Jeffrey Epstein grand jury bill in Palm Beach. He's releasing the records from the 2006 grand jury records related to the Epstein sex crime. So we may get a little more. Thank you, Governor Ron DeSantis. And with that, I'm Rob Dew. You can follow me on X at Dews News, DewsNewz.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news right now. Elon Musk reporting the first human received an implant from Neuralink yesterday and is recovering well. Initial results show promising neuron spike detection. I think this is a very open for debate topic right here. And quite frankly, I can see both sides of the issue. I can see the side of the issue that worries about this and looks at the risks of this, the inherent risks. Like, what does a transhumanist species or planet look like? What about the ability to control individuals that take on any sort of technology directly wired or attached to their human bodies? And then on the other side, you have to say, oh, what if it can make a blind person see? What if it can take a paraplegic and make them walk? So I can see both sides of this, certainly. Now, when will we see the latest update as far as this individual walking or talking or just engaging in normal human behavior? It's also probably going to be a pretty extreme process at this point. going to be very invasive. Basically a hole drilled in your head and then wires coming out of it. Now, Elon Musk and Neuralink are not the only people engaging in such trials and experimentations. But certainly the mainstream media will be going after Elon Musk more so than the other groups trying this or promoting this, because he at least promotes humanity and doesn't kowtow to the leftist world order and the Democrat Party agenda. But I understand both sides of this argument. And for me, I would not be interested in any sort of Neuralink or any other transhumanist technology myself. But then again, let's say in the future I get in a car accident and I lose the ability to move my legs, and the only option for me is some sort of a technology like Neuralink in order to walk again. Well, what would you do in that situation? You're telling me you wouldn't want the ability to walk again? You sure about that? Let's say something happens and you go blind. You wouldn't take a brain chip or an implant in order to see again? What if you got kids, grandkids? You wouldn't want to see them again? You sure? Now, you might argue, I'd rather have Elon Musk's technology than, say, a Google or a Microsoft or an Apple, companies that you might assume are more inherently dastardly or evil. But this is a worthy debate. And I see both sides of the issue, because once you introduce this and let the cat out of the bag, I think it's pretty obvious where this goes. And it's the Satan lie, it's the serpent's lie of never ending life extension technology and godlike knowledge, omnipotent knowledge. I mean, that's obviously where this goes. It's an exponential pattern. Remember that liberal Bernie supporter? She had her moment. She snapped, and now she's guilty of assaulting her ex-boyfriend. So no matter the package they come in, good-looking girl or man, whatever, old person, young person, you have to be on a swivel when you're around these people. They are just seconds away from a psychotic break, and if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, it could be your life, it could be your head.
Hey, don't fall for the psyop, brothers. What if it was the best throw job you've ever had in your life?
What you're seeing is advanced warfare.
The U.S. government is engaged in a large number of secret medical experiments, developing techniques for mind control to create a so-called Manchurian candidate. What is the extent of these brainwashing experiments? How did the CIA become involved in such far-reaching and disturbing research?
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
Facebook employees showed up at the Trump headquarters.
Google employees and Twitter employees.
They were embedded in your campaign?
I mean, like, they were there multiple days a week, 3-4 days a week, 2 days a week.
What were they doing inside?
Helping teach us how to use their platform.
Helping you get elected?
I asked each one of them by email. I want to know every single secret button, click, technology you have. I want to know everything you would tell Hillary's campaign plus some. And I want your people here to teach me how to use it.
This is history book stuff. I keep saying that, Milo.
Yeah. No, it is. And this is an example of one of those moments in time where regime change, if you like, happens quietly and slowly and almost while nobody is noticing. The incremental erosion of rights in America has started to accelerate in the last 5 or 10 years. The assaults on the First Amendment, the assaults on the Second Amendment, the voices who are calling attention to those assaults being snuffed out on social media. I think it's relatively unprecedented in a large, free, democratic nation for all of the institutions in that country, the academy, journalism, the media, the entertainment industry, politics, everyone.
That's what it is, to see them all involved in criminal activity and lies. It's like it hurts you, not for you, but the sense of justice. It's like, Jesus, my country's this overrun? I thought I knew how bad. I thought it was a few controllers.
YouTube should fire Southern Poverty immediately from all YouTube monitoring, because it's an outrage. I mean, to have the possibility of an anti-conservative hitting delete for partisan reasons or on any content that's relevant to patriotic Americans. And I think Google really needs to be, and YouTube, be transparent. I mean, moving forward, to monitor content and have a no policy related to anyone that has any political affiliation or any reputation for being partisan. And I think also there really needs to be an apology to patriotic Americans that use YouTube for this gross oversight and unfair process that's really done not with any kind of disclosure in the choice of using Southern Poverty for the monitoring of content. It just doesn't make sense. And frankly, it opens up a bunch of things. I mean, when they're doing this to conservatives, what else are they doing it to?
There is a purge of not just InfoWars, but thousands and thousands of Christian, pro-gun, pro-military shooting clubs, you name it, and that actually News Corp met with Google, Facebook, and Twitter, bragged that they were going to work with the left to come in and shut down censorship.
The emoji, the image of the Taiwanese flag, it makes your phone crash. John McCain said, if you hack anybody or you download illegal music, we will fry your computer. We will crash it or maybe even fry it. People said that's outrageous. They already had that technology. Apple's China-friendly censorship caused an iPhone crashing bug, Wired. And it goes on that if you try to send the Taiwanese flag, your iPhone crashes. Well, what happened 5 months ago? Apple officially moved to China to be tax exempt, merged with the government, and they told Reuters, in China, if you are based here, the government runs you. That's just the way it is. And boom, if they can censor a flag in real time, they can do a voice print and ban Alex Jones or President Trump. They can ban words, just like you try to type on your iPhone a cuss word, it won't let you do it. It's beyond that. It's here. And that's the new Article 13, Article 11, saying that software by law will be on all devices where you cannot even say or do certain things preemptively. Now, this was such a big blow up for Apple, they had to back off. They said, we apologize. We'll only geolocate if you're inside China. Let that sink in. You've got all these Hollywood programs saying I'm a racist and misrepresenting who I am, defaming me. You've got the very same corporations then calling for me to be shut down so they can lie about me and you, and we don't have a way to speak out or resist it and even counter it. Apple and others have moved to China and are now putting the iCloud data keys to everyone's iPhone on their platform and admitting that Chinese intelligence now runs Apple. And I'm just a loyal American sitting here saying it's wrong for an American citizen not to be able to send the Taiwanese flag to somebody because the Chi-Coms that have killed over 100 million of their own people and sell Christians' organs because they're Christians on the world market. What, tell me a 30-year-old Christian doesn't have a heartbeat or a soul next, liberals? You're not liberals. You are weak followers that sold out to every form of evil and didn't even get a payoff to do it.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. There's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here in New York City at the Roosevelt Hotel with my wife's boyfriend. We're going to try to get him a free hotel room for the night because the migrants should not get priority over my wife's boyfriend. Let's see what they say. So we're here trying to get him a room.
No, no, you cannot. Yo.
We're trying to get him a room. We're trying to get a room. We need a free room for him. No, wait. We need a room for him. Yeah, no, I know. Wait, why not? No, no, no. We got to get a room. Hey, dude, he's not going to cook any rats. He's not going to cook any rats like these Venezuelans.
This is just funny. More just A-plus work from Alex Stein on the comedy side of it. But there's a real story behind it. I mean, it's a hilarious video, but there's a lot of real elements to this story, and I want to get into it and talk to Alex about going through that. But before we get into that, hey, are you okay? You did a hospital food review. Did you make it? What, did you get a staph infection from the illegals or something?
Well, you know, Owen, you know, the CIA said that they have a heart attack gun. And then I, you know, after I got out of the hospital, I noticed I had a little dart. You know, they definitely shot me with that. Let me see if I can find where they shot me with that heart attack gun. See, they shoot you with a piece of ice, Owen. I don't know if you can see that. Or I'm going the wrong way. They shoot right there. They shoot you. Gosh, I can't even show my fat arm. Okay. Owen, they shoot you with a little piece of ice and then it melts and you have a little bruise and then you die. But luckily I have a heart, they said, the size of a camel. So my heart is very enlarged, so I live, thank God. No, but on a serious note, yes, I was having heart pain in New York after that Venezuelan thing. I get to Dallas, Owen, I go to the paramedic. I'm having like kind of chest pains. I go to the paramedic. They say, sir, we're going to hook you up to an EKG machine. So I get in the back of the ambulance. We're joking. We're shooting the, you know, shiz. I don't want to cuss on this great program, but we're joking around. All of a sudden, when the paper came out, Owen, their eyes got like dinner plates. They said, sir, You're having an arrhythmic issue. Your heart's not beating right. This EKG is showing that you're having a heart attack. So they strap me in. They hook an IV. They give me aspirin. They say we're going straight to the hospital. I get to the hospital. They run an EKG at the hospital. My heart's fine. My heart's totally fine. So they had to keep me there for 24 hours for observation. So did I have a heart attack? I don't know. There's no tryptotone, which is the heart attack enzyme. So I don't know if I had a heart attack or not, but I know I had chest pain. I know an EKG said I had a heart attack, but as of right now, I'm ready to fight the deep state.
Okay, well, that's crazy, brother. I wish you the best. I'll be praying for your health. I'm sure it's a little scary. I'm glad you're able to join us, though, after your hospital visit. So, okay, aside from the obvious comedy gold that is that video, I mean, it's comedy gold, okay? I mean, I tip my cap, total comedy gold. But hold on a second. What's hilarious is look at the security state. When you go into the hotel with your wife's boyfriend there, I mean, they start swarming you guys because he's not an illegal.
Well, Owen, they say that we've gotten deeper than anybody else, and there's protesters outside of the Roosevelt Hotel. This is a famous hotel now that at one point was I think now it's a 4-star hotel. Still somehow it's rated as a 4-star hotel, even though they're like cooking rats out in front of it. But, you know, this is a place that was $500 a night, and now they're making, I believe, $1 million a day just selling it off to, you know, these philanthropical charity companies that pay for them to have a free home there. But what's so sick about this, Owen, is that I wanted the cops to come. I stayed outside and started getting into arguments with all the Venezuelans, and they wouldn't call the cops. So that makes me think that they know that they're doing something very nefarious, because I wanted them. I was hoping for the video. I was like, great, I want the cops to come. You know, I didn't think I was going to get arrested, so I wanted the cops to come. The cops never came. But they had, when I say they had 30 private security guards, Owen, they had 30 guys that had walkie-talkies and some weird, you know, vague security company. So something very nefarious is going on at that hotel. And not only do they get a free room, but they also get a free gift card. And they get – I volunteered at a food bank, Owen. They all had those big boxes of free food that you go to a food bank. So they get free food, free gift card, and a free hotel room in the most expensive city in the world.
Well, and again, what I think is the most telling part of this video is the security state when you enter, very strong security there. You know, no American is allowed to go into the illegal immigrant country of the Roosevelt Hotel, and so they stop you and they get in your face. But the truth is it's your taxpayer dollars that are going towards that hotel going for illegal immigrants. I mean, that's the story here, is that Americans are not allowed. Security will stop you. This is only for illegal immigrants. I mean, it's hard to even put into words how ludicrous that is.
Well, what's even more ludicrous is I think we have 600,000 homeless veterans. Owen, what are we doing for homeless veterans? Where's the free hotel for homeless veterans in every major city? There should be, I mean, if we're going to do something, put a hotel in Dallas, Houston, Austin, where veterans can go stay the night instead of them having to stay on the streets smacked out on drugs or whatnot. This is ridiculous. They're helping out migrants from other countries more than they'll help out Americans. So we always say America first, but it's so obvious. You've been exposing this. It's America last. They don't care about the struggling Americans. They care more about the struggling Venezuelans. And I wouldn't be surprised. They're about to send a bunch of cannibals up here, Owen. They start off cooking rats now. Next thing you know, once they get enough Haitians up here, they're going to be cooking human legs on a spigot in New York City if we don't be careful.
And don't say anything bad about the illegals, or you're the one committing a crime. I do want to get into the cop aspect and angle of this, but you brought up, first of all, so the security there, I mean, obviously the security, they're probably getting paid pretty well at some security company. So not only are you funding the entire hotel to be rented by illegal immigrants, you're funding them to get three meals a day. You're funding whatever means of commute that they're using, airplane, bus, train, whatever. You're funding that. But also they get nice, strong security, too.
Well, Owen, and on top of the security, I need to put out just a whole video of just the whole entire thing. And, you know, it's like about, I think it's about 10 minutes of footage. But not only are they making a lot of money, the security guard, I go, so you're going to, and this didn't make the video, it's like, you're going to work for a Venezuelan but not help out a black man. And the guy looked at me and said, I make more money than you, sir. That stupid security guard. He didn't know who I was, but I'm in a suit. You would think, you know, normal security guards make 15, 20, maybe 25 bucks an hour, which is, you know, just about average wage. But this guy said he was richer than me and said it with the confidence that I believed him. I was like, man, this guy probably is richer than me because they're probably paying these security guards $1,000 a day to do this. So,
well, you know, because I'm sure you guys have, you know, I'm sure you have to have good security like we have to have good security. I mean, if you get top level security, you're going to get like, you know, well-trained veterans and elite Army Rangers and stuff like that. So basically are they, I mean, imagine that. Imagine these are like elite Army veterans or Rangers or special ops that are working these security details for the illegal immigrants. And it's like, well, wait a second. Where's your oath to the country?
Because that's what I mean. If you're making that much money as a security guard, I'm assuming you're a veteran of some sort.
Well, did you see what they just took out of the? I think it's the West Point grads. They don't have to say honor your country. That was a big story. I just tweeted. I forget the exact phrase, but they don't care about our country. You know, they don't really care about America first. I mean, I said this already, but it's just so sad that this is all the scheme paid for by us, paid for out of our pockets. And somehow they think this is helping our society, but it's not, because all these people are going to vote. They're going to make it where they don't have to be legal citizens to vote. And they're going to keep on voting in policies that just bring in more legal aliens. So, you know, it's a system that's really broken. I hope Donald Trump can fix it. But, Owen, I don't know if this is fixable, because what I saw was egregious. I mean, this was the most egregious thing. If you're a homeless man in New York City, you get no help. But if you're a Venezuelan with a criminal history, you get a free hotel room and a gift card from Visa.
So you go in there, and this is part of your comedy bit. You bring in your wife's boyfriend, and they had like what you said, they had almost 30 guards on you guys?
Literally, because the deeper we got, the more security guards that came out. So you could tell some security guards are kind of normal security guards with a shirt, and then there was guys that were dressed up a little fancier. So I imagine they probably have a security guard for every floor of the hotel. I don't know, but I just know that there's more people working there than I've ever seen. I mean, it was like I was trying to walk into a bank.
Well, and it's definitely not like somebody should follow up here and maybe go in like you did and distract the 30 security guards and then send 10 more people in there to see what really goes on behind the scenes. Nobody should definitely do that because that's the illegal immigrant territory, and so you shouldn't figure out what's going on behind those closed doors. But what about the street activity there?
Well, the street activity is very intimidating, because when you walk by that street, I think it's 45th Avenue, it's all illegal immigrants just hanging outside, smoking cigarettes, and a lot of children. I saw a lot of children, which you would think, oh, is it family? But then you see like an old guy with three kids that doesn't look like their dad. I can't imagine how much child sexual abuse is having in that hotel. And I'm not saying this. I know this is, I try to be a funny angle. I try to use humor. So like a normie, when they watch this, they're kind of like, oh, look at the hypocrisy. But an unfunny, dead serious thing. I saw lots of kids outside of that hotel that didn't look like they were two parents, didn't look like they were their mom and dad. They looked like they were just some random adult. So God knows what they're doing to those vulnerable children inside that building. That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like all over that area. I mean, that day, I guess maybe they all were in rooms or wasn't. There's only about 25 people outside. But if you walk around that area of Midtown Manhattan, all of the migrantes, and this is what's even crazier about it, Owen, the guy, one of my buddies from New York that I was with, the cameraman, he's lives in New York, and he said, Alex, you can tell all the migrants because they have all the free COVID-19 stuff, all the vaccine incentive stuff, like free backpacks and shirts. They're all walking around New York City, and they all have the backpack that says, I got vaccinated, like, you know, choose the right vaccine. And they all have Moderna and Pfizer-branded clothing. Oh, and it's like I'm living in a dystopia where they're just getting all of our trash and wearing all this vaccine stuff. It's like a double kick in the balls seeing a Venezuelan that gets free stuff. And then the stuff that they made people get myocarditis for, the free gimmick backpack, now they'll just give to a free illegal immigrant. You and I had to get vaccinated to get these shirts and these whatever tchotchkes. Now if you're an illegal immigrant because nobody wants it, you just get free stuff, free clothes, and whatever you want.
So you think they're actually getting vaccinated? You think they just give them the freebies that we didn't get?
No, they're not getting vaccinated. It's all old stuff. Hell, I mean, honestly, I don't want anybody to die of myocarditis, and I probably got a heart attack from viral shitting. But,
yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I didn't know if you wanted to go there, but, I mean, you didn't get the vaccine. As far as I know, I didn't get the vaccine, but, you know, maybe it's a little shedding.
Dude, and it happened right after I left that hotel. And honestly, some people might be vaccinated in there, but this is the Democrats need to just create one rule. You can come into this country illegally as long as you're vaccinated. That's all they're going to do. They're going to do just show your vaccine card. And then if they just made that one rule, they made you and I try to have a vaccine to get on an airplane. We had to have a vaccine to check into a hotel. We had to give a vaccine to travel internationally. Why don't you make an illegal immigrant have to get a vaccine to travel internationally? That's one requirement. And I think that would slow a lot of stuff down. But they would never do that, Owen.
Well, yeah, because they don't want to slow it down. And before I got my travel ban from the Biden administration with my political persecution, when I would go down to cover the border, we had whistleblowers from inside these facilities, which have popped up all over America now. There's also a big one in New York at a famous music festival grounds. Now it's just a whole illegal immigrant living quarters. It's a massive facility. But we had whistleblowers inside the one in Brownsville that was like kind of the original massive facility. And they would come out, and they'd have to be off record, obviously, and we'd film them, but we'd blur their body and face and change their voice. And they said what they witnessed, because they'd have like, basically they'd have like kind of children's quarters, and it'd be like, you know, a playground and, you know, some sports stuff and kids' toys. And what they continued to see was these kids were engaging in sexual acts with one another. We're talking like 6-7 year old kids. Now, you don't really know at 6 or 7 years old how to, you know, engage in sex acts unless somebody's doing it to you. Unless somebody's engaging in these acts to you. And so they would come to us, they say, look, Owen, these kids are probably being molested all the way up here so often that they know, like, they know the actions and the things, and then they get into these kids' areas and they commit these sex acts on each other. We're talking 6-7 years old.
And they have no parents there. And I'm seeing a lot of guys with little kids. Something very weird is going on. I mean, it's obvious that there's a lot of child sexual abuse. And two kids, like, listen, you and I were young men. I was in middle school and stuff. I would have probably acted the same way if I was a young kid with no parental guidance. Like, I'm not surprised kids are doing drugs or having sex. That's just their carnal instincts. But the fact that it's all being funded by our government, that's what makes it so bad, is that these kids have no chance at a normal life. They get brought up here by the cartel, then they get used for sex, and they come here. They come here basically as an adult. You and I look at them as a 9-year-old, but once you've trekked across the border with an illegal cartel coyote, that probably does make you age pretty quickly, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely. You've been through some stuff that will mature you in certain aspects. So, okay, now just kind of a final wrap-up of that video. What else did you see on the streets? Obviously, the illegal immigrants everywhere, but were there protesters against it, or did they get shuffled off or threatened to be arrested for protesting this?
Well, that's another thing the guy said. He goes, oh, well, this happens about once a week where somebody comes up here. They said that we were the farthest people to ever get in there. But he says somebody comes there about once a week and complains, you know, because there are a lot of people that are pissed off about this. There's a lot of people that are struggling in New York City that had to commute hours to go work in Manhattan because they can only afford a place in New Jersey or Newark or wherever. And they don't get a free hotel room, and they're working their butts off paying taxes, paying a third of their, you know, salary in taxes. So a lot of people are mad about this, but the right people aren't mad about it. The people in power aren't mad about it. So you and me, Joe Plummer, we can yell to our, you know, as loud as we can, but it's not going to change anything. And what's also scary about this, Owen, the way the immigrants treated me, like, I know I was bad because I had a camera, but they were threatening me. They were taking pictures of me like I was the bad guy. I was getting bullied in the United States by immigrants from a different country. I felt like I was in a different country when I walked in that building. Which is sad, because New York City was the greatest city in the world. Sadly, not even close. It's fallen very hard.
No, it's bad, but that is exactly what it's like. They have a border. They have security. You're not allowed to go into the illegal immigrant country of the Roosevelt Hotel, but they can just do whatever the hell they want and get everything for free. It's I mean, again, it's like you're at a loss for words. It is what it is. It's an illegal immigrant invasion. They're the criminals, but then you're treated like the illegal immigrant. You're treated like the criminal.
100%. You would have thought that's why I wanted the cops to come. I wanted the cops to come 100%, but they didn't want the cops because they don't want to invite the cops to a place where there's all these illegal immigrants.
Well, would the cops even come? I mean, they've been defunded.
That's what, yeah.
I mean, I don't even know if there are cops to come. They're all on the subway.
Very sad what's happened in New York City, but we need people like you and me exposing it, Owen, to wake some people up.
Well, that's crazy. That video not only was comedy gold, but it really, I think, exhibited just how insane the policy is there for the illegal immigrants. All right, let's delve into some other issues here. Here's a funny one. What do you know about Don Lemon's short stay as a contributor, a partner of Elon Musk's ex?
Dude, I love that. I love that he got fired on his first day on the job. And he asked to interview Elon. You know, he probably pressed Elon on the stupidest stuff, on the most inconsequential stuff. And then he lost his job. So couldn't have happened to a better person, in my opinion, than Don Lemon, who thinks, you know, 40-year-olds are over the hill.
So Don Lemon gets a partnership with X. He gets one interview with Elon Musk. It's supposed to air Monday, March 18th, so next Monday. And then that's it. So it's a one-show series.
And Owen, I'm always worried about getting fired. Like, I mean, you're probably not worried. You have a lot of job security considering you're like an American hero. But I'm saying every day I'm worried that I'm going to do something wrong to get fired. And now I actually can, like, look in the mirror and say, you know what, Alex? I lasted longer than one day at my job. So I'm better than Don at my job. I'm better than you, Don Lemon. I lasted longer than your BS.
Well, it's Don Lemon, okay? But it's Don Lemon. I wonder if, do you think Musk maybe just trolled him? Do you think this was a troll?
I didn't even think about the 4D chess of that. Like, he hired him just to fire him. That's pretty good marketing. But no, I'm excited to see the podcast on Monday now. Now I want to see him more than ever. So maybe this is all a work. This is all a professional wrestling work. And they were only going to do one interview. But I don't know. I don't think so. I bet they really did try to hire Don Lemon as some virtue signal. And Don Lemon asked Elon some inappropriate questions and got canned immediately.
The Don Lemon Show. One episode with Elon Musk and canceled. I guess we'll see if there's anything worthy, noteworthy when that drops on Monday, the single episode of the Don Lemon Show. I mean, that's got to be a record. I don't know. How many shows get one and done?
Well, if you and I interviewed Elon, right, and I like some stuff that Elon's done, but a lot of stuff I don't like that Elon's done. Like, I don't really love that he's trying to build do a neural link where you can park your Tesla with your brain. I do like how he's created more of a free speech platform. He's let Alex back. He's let you back on the platform. So I can't say it's all negative. But at the same time, Elon Musk works for basically NASA. So he is kind of a government employee in a way. I mean, I know SpaceX is a little different, but it's just hard for me to trust any billionaire. Even Donald Trump. I love Donald Trump. I'm voting for Donald Trump. But at the end of the day, you know, these guys didn't get to the top by being, you know, nice guys. They're all a little bit ruthless, and that's what it takes to be at the top of your industry, sadly.
Well, and I think we've kind of been pushed into a stark reminder of what politicians really are with Donald Trump. And, you know, when he hit the scene, it was such a refresher, and it was such a change from what we're normally used to with politicians. And that's still good, but I think, you know, it's kind of a reminder. At the end of the day, they're still politicians, and you really – to me, you have to vote with your head and not your heart. And way too many people, I think, put their heart into it, and they expect maybe Trump to be a hero or something. There's plenty of faults with Trump. I can't deny that. But it's just like, if I'm voting pragmatically as a man, as an American citizen, I mean, there's no doubt. Do I want, like, if I'm going to dive deep into the ocean, do I want a full tank of oxygen with Donald Trump, or do I want, like, 1% tank of oxygen with Joe Biden? Like, yeah, I'm going to take the Trump tank.
And listen, Trump got a lot of bad information during his presidency. I didn't like Operation Warp Speed, and now he's still kind of, you know, talking about the vaccine in a positive light. But really, Owen, you know, Donald Trump's probably a little more insulated than you and I. He probably doesn't know a lot of what's going out there. Do you think, this is a question for you, do you think Donald Trump knows the vaccine causes myocarditis?
Yeah,
he does?
He's definitely gotten the information. I know for a fact people have delivered that information to him. I don't know Trump that well. I'm sure he has a bit of a narcissism, to put it lightly, maybe. And so I've seen narcissists before where you can bring them stuff, but they literally – it won't even penetrate their head. Like, they'll be too stubborn. But I know people have presented that information to him. I think his problem, too, is with messaging. He wants credit for this vaccine, and he wants credit for this new technology, and he gets mad when Biden takes the credit. And I'm sitting here like, let Biden take the credit. Like, you can wipe your hands of this thing.
Well, that's why I kind of want Biden to get rid of TikTok, because I want him to get rid of TikTok so all the TikTokers won't vote for him. But that'd probably be too stupid to even realize it was him that took it away. But, yeah, Donald Trump should really put all of that vaccine success, quote-unquote success, on Joe Biden. I think that would help out American. Well, you know, actually, I take that back, because most Americans are stupid. Even conservatives are stupid. I hate to say this. You know, if you go out and you ask people who Kamala Harris, they wouldn't know. I would just say that most people don't even really know what's going on. And that's the problem, is that we have an uneducated society that is just more worried about their bills, more worried about their family, more worried about their just day-to-day responsibilities than the overall big picture of why our system is failing so bad.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree, but I think that because things are getting so bad, and really because of the gravity of Donald Trump as president and the media freaking out with it, I do think a lot more eyes and ears and minds are kind of paying attention than ever before. Now, does it translate to a true understanding? I guess that's the question. But I think we'll find out a good deal of where the American people really are at in 2024. And it's not just going to be about success for Trump or Republicans. It's going to be kind of the response afterwards as well. Alex Stein, Pimp on a Blimp. What's coming up next?
I got a show tonight. Watch my show on YouTube, Primetime with Alex Stein, and I think they're going to steal the election again. So definitely we should all go out there and vote, but they stole it once. They're going to steal it again. They put you, an American hero, in jail. They can do it to you, too.
All right, that's the Pimp on the Blimp Primetime with Alex Stein. Always fun.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com/show.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
All right, I promise we're going to move on from all the D.C. swamp activity, but I saved the best for last. Here's Matt Gaetz with a squirming Merrick Garland.
Attorney General, you've told us that it's a dangerous conspiracy theory to allege that the Department of Justice is communicating with these state and local prosecutions against Trump. You can clear it all up for us right now. Will the Department of Justice provide to the committee all documents, all correspondence between the department and Alvin Bragg's office and Fani Willis's office and Letitia James's office.
The offices you're referring to are independent offices of state.
I get that. The question is whether or not you will provide all of your documents and correspondence. That's the question. I don't need a history lesson.
Well, I'm going to say again, we do not control those offices. They make their own decisions.
The question is whether you communicate with them, not whether you control them. Do you communicate with them, and will you provide those communications?
You make a request. We'll refer it to our Office of Legislative Affairs.
But see, here's the thing. You come in here and you lodge this attack that it's a conspiracy theory that there is coordinated lawfare against Trump. And then when we say, fine, just give us the documents, give us the correspondence, and then if it's a conspiracy theory, that will be evident. But when you say, well, we'll take your request, and then we'll sort of work it through the DOJ's accommodation process, then you're actually advancing the very dangerous conspiracy theory that you're concerned about. Now, you were a judge, once nominated the highest court in our country. When you were a judge, I'm just curious, did you ever make political donations to partisan candidates?
No.
No, and you didn't, because that would create the potential appearance of impropriety.
I didn't, because there's a federal rule barring federal judges from making contributions.
Right, but under that same theory of attacks on the judicial process, like, shouldn't someone be owed, like, a jury of their peers and a judge that's non-biased rather than getting a judge from your political opponent's donor file?
I'm well aware that you're not asking a hypothetical. You're asking me to comment on a jury verdict in another jurisdiction which has to be respected. I won't comment on it. That case is still ongoing. The defendant,
Mr. Attorney General, I hadn't asked you about the verdict yet. We were getting there. I was talking about the judge. And so let me ask you this question about your time as a judge. Was there ever a time when you were a judge when you had a family member who was personally profiting off of the notoriety of a case that was before your court?
I'm going to say again, it's very clear you're asking me to comment on a case in another jurisdiction.
Hold on, Mr. Attorney General. Did you ever have a family
not federal jurisdiction, remember that.
Off of the notoriety of any case that you sat over?
Say again, you're asking
yes or no?
You're asking me to comment on a case currently.
Well, it seems you're connecting the dots, court. Mr. Attorney General. I'm just asking you as to a general principle, but you are aware that Judge Mershon's daughter was profiting off of this prosecution. You are aware that that creates the appearance of impropriety. You know the very reason there's a federal rule against judges giving donations is because it is the very attack on the judicial process that we're concerned about.
I'm sorry, I don't agree with anything you just said, but I'm not going to comment on it.
Okay,
on
you won't comment on it, Mr. Attorney General, but you had no problem.
He won't comment. He just says he disagrees,
Colangelo.
Which is a comment.
Matthew Colangelo.
That is false. I did not dispatch Matthew Colangelo.
Matthew Colangelo became the Assistant Attorney General at the very beginning of the Biden administration. Without having been Senate confirmed, goes and gets the senior role at the DOJ, and then after, I believe it's Gupta replaces Colangelo, Colangelo makes this remarkable downstream career journey from the U.S. Department of Justice in Washington, D.C., and then pops up in Alvin Bragg's office to go get Trump. And you're saying that's just a career choice that was made that has nothing to do with the lawfare coordinated
by the
DOJ.
I'm saying it's false. I did not dispatch Mr. Colangelo anywhere.
Well, do you know how he ended up there?
I assume he spoke, he applied for a job there and got the job.
But see, you know what?
I tell you, I had nothing to do with it.
Well, you might not have had anything to do with it, but we've got this contemporaneous evidence in Mr. Pomerantz's book. So Pomerantz writes this book, which I'm sure you're aware of, where he says, we put together the legal eagles to get Trump. We got all these folks together, and we assembled them for that purpose. And so when we on the Judiciary Committee think about attacks on the judicial process, our concern is that the facts and the law aren't being followed. A target is acquired, here, Trump, and then you assemble the legal talent from DOJ, Mr. Pomerantz, and you bring everybody in to get him. And meanwhile, the judge is making money on it. The judge's family's making money on it for stuff that you yourself wouldn't do. You know, no one's going to buy this. No one's going to believe it. It's going to create great disruption. And I am saddened by it because, like you, I have given my life to the law. I care deeply about the law. And I think that the lawfare we've seen against President Trump will do great damage well beyond our time in public service. I see my time's expired. I yield back.
Oh, I have no comment, but I disagree. Everything you said, but and he obviously knows exactly what he's talking about without having to say it. how the judge's daughter is making tens of millions of dollars from Democrat donations. And that just so happens to be the judge on the case. The former U.S. attorney in the Department of Justice just so happens to get on the case as well. It's just all a coincidence. And then when they request to see the communications, Merrick Garland balks. Now, here's the key. This is the trick for the Trump-hating leftists in your life that are celebrating the conviction of Donald Trump. And so this is Piers Morgan Show, Michael Knowles on there talking to some leftist-hating Trump celebrating the conviction. And we'll get back in. Hold on. We'll get back into the jurisdiction here because it comes up. So Michael Knowles, hey, all right, Trump-hating leftists celebrating the conviction. What's the charge?
Tradition, I would challenge her to see if she could possibly articulate how and what crime Trump committed, because so far Alvin Bragg, the DA, has failed to do so. The judge in the case, Judge Mershon, has failed to do so, and they can't do it because Trump didn't commit any of the crimes for which he's been convicted.
Well, let's just ask quickly before we go to Kevin. Francesca, just on that point, what crime did Trump commit?
It was financial crimes. It was white collar crimes.
What was it? Exactly what they charged him.
He was convicted on.
What was the crime?
It's New York state law.
No, I understand. What was the crime?
Francesca just got convicted on 34 counts.
Francesca, what was the crime?
Cooking the actual books.
What was the crime?
You are not allowed to use your own financial, like your own money, to pay off somebody, and then he logged it as something different. He logged it as just a regular payment, but he was actually paying off this porn star to keep quiet, which, if he hadn't been running for president, would not have mattered, but he was, and so it impacted campaign finance laws in New York State. Okay, wrong. That is what Juan Merchan just oversaw this. Okay. Alvin Bragg brought these charges because Michael Cohen was already sentenced to three years to do it.
Let's just go before Kevin. I'll be very, very, very patient. We'll come to you.
Look, I'm no expert. Let me just say,
you're not Michael, you are no expert. Campaign finance law is a federal law.
Hang on. Anyway.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And Knowles hits it right there afterwards. So clearly they don't even understand what's going on here, but it doesn't matter. The Democrats are so blinded by hatred and they're so driven by hatred for Trump that they just don't care about the corruption. They don't care about anything anymore. It's all like a weird sexual pleasure for them to go after their political opposition. And so, again, they don't even know what Trump was charged with, and neither does Trump for that matter, because they're trying to claim that he committed a federal election crime, which would be lying about a campaign expense, which is not what he did, but that would be the crime. But then why is it being held in the state of New York? Even Merrick Garland says this is not in my jurisdiction. A federal election crime is a federal crime, not a New York state crime that goes into the New York state court with a New York attorney general, a New York district attorney. No. So why did they go into New York? Because they owned the judge, they owned the attorneys, and so they took it to New York. And now they have all these liberals confused, thinking, no, they caught him committing a federal election crime, but it wasn't in a federal court. So what's the crime? And they don't even know. And when you ask them that simple question, they fall apart and admit they're not an expert.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com/show.
Or maybe I could probably open up the phone lines and get a lawyer to call in even. But this is just breaking out of New York. Judge Merchan has just released this statement. Dear counsel, so that's to the Trump's defense and then the state attorney's office. Dear counsel, today the court became aware of a comment that was posted on the Unified Court System's public Facebook page, in which I now bring to your attention. In the comment, the user, quote, Michael Anderson states, my cousin is a juror and says Trump is getting convicted. Thank you, folks, for all your hard work. The comment, now labeled as 1 week old, responded to a routine UCS notice posted on May 29th, 2024, regarding oral arguments in the Fourth Department of the Appellate Division related to this proceeding. The posting, entitled "The Appellate Division, 4th Department," will hear oral arguments this morning at 10, and the comment are both viewable, and then it shares the Facebook link. So it would appear what you have is a rigged jury. And with that, could result in a mistrial. Now, again, I don't want to hype this more than just a news story right now, because the whole thing was rigged. The whole thing was a rigged trial. From the attorney general's office to the judge, and now it looks like the jury as well. So it's like, oh, look, oh, they rigged the case against Trump. Oh, wow. I mean, who knew? So it's just more evidence that the whole thing was rigged, and it should result in a mistrial. And now the Trump team has more ammunition at the appellate court if something doesn't happen before then. So we'll monitor this. I already said I wanted to take phone calls anyway. So, I mean, maybe we just say, hey, any lawyers tuned in today want to comment on what this means? It's just breaking right now. And there's attorneys I could probably reach out to on my own in an effort to get on, but hell, it'd probably just be easier to give out the phone number and have somebody call in. So why don't I give out the phone number now, and we're going to take calls already anyway, and if we do get attorneys, we'll put them at the front of the line. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. But look, and the number's at the bottom of the screen, 877-789-2539. You can already look at the responses here. There's already legal experts and attorneys commenting on their X feeds about this, and it's mistrial. But I mean, let's really hone in on it here. But yeah, oh, okay, so the whole thing was rigged. Remember, you had a case in Minnesota, and would you really put it past the Democrats? You had a case in Minnesota with those Somalis that ran that nonprofit food organization that were stealing millions of dollars. And they brought bags of cash and were bribing the jury. They were bribing them with hundreds of thousands of dollars in bags of cash. So, I mean, were jurors getting bribed? Were jurors getting bought and paid for? That might be a reach, but it doesn't even matter. I already know the case was rigged. We already know the case was rigged. The Democrat judge's family making hundreds of millions of dollars off the Democrats. He's donating to the Biden campaign. This case, they don't even have a case. They have a federal, they pose it as a federal election case, but then they charge him in a state court with it. So, I mean, the whole thing is rigged. The whole thing is a fraud. So it's just more evidence. Maybe this is the straw that breaks the camel's back. But look at that. Look at that. With 150 days left, the Florida case is falling apart. The Georgia case is falling apart. And what's going to come from this New York case now? Wow. All right. We'll be monitoring that. Yeah, we will. We'll definitely be monitoring that as we take phone calls. We still got a bunch of news, a bunch of video clips. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how much time we have left here. Again, I don't want to make that the focus of the show. I'm going to continue to do my duties and bring you news every day. But the truth of the matter is we're down to our final days here. It might even be in the single digits of this show. Guys, I don't know. We may have some attorneys on the line here. We're taking calls right now. They can let me know, but we'll get to that in a second. Let's do this as we close out the first hour. We'll have a little comedic fun. As I said, we weren't doing the comedy bit with it yesterday, but today we'll have a little fun with it. Joe Biden appearing to crap his pants. So here's the fake Animal Planet style narration of Joe Biden soiling himself at the D-Day ceremonies yesterday in clip 7.
It appears that the jackass has decided to defecate right here on stage. In spite of the millions of people watching, this elderly fool is sliding a Biden right there on stage. As the jackass fills his tighty-whities with Bidenomics, it seems the disgusting aroma has gotten into Dr. Jill's mouth. As the stench of Bidenomics fills the air, President Macaroni seems to savor the pungent aroma, appearing to chew the fart until his eyes begin to water and he is forced to flee the scene. As the scene unfolds, Madame Macaroni appears to be immune to the stench of Bidenomics. However, she takes a few steps backwards in an apparent attempt to safeguard Dr. Evil's lab coat from any splatterings that could result from the jackass's onstage defecation. President Macaroni has endured the Bidenomics crop dusting event like a champion. However, he will most likely develop a severe case of pink eye in the coming days. A common workplace hazard of befriending a wrinkly chode, such as Joe.
So there you go. That's about as good a commentary as you'll get from the situation there at the D-Day ceremony. But by the way, we've got another news update here. Jill flies to France for the ceremony, flies back to Wilmington, Delaware to be at Hunter Biden's trial, and then flies back to France, all on the taxpayer dime. How much do you think that trip cost us? So it's the Biden crime family. They love spending your money, and they get rich when they're in government.
Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from? In this country, have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu. And Americans, they panic easily. So now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. Fear of germs. Why these f***ing p***ies? Hey, where's your sense of adventure? Take a f***ing chance, will you? Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs. What are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid shit? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're fucking weak and you got a fucking weak immune system. Now, let me tell you a true story about immunization, okay? When I was a little boy in New York City in the 1940s, we swam in the Hudson River, and it was filled with raw sewage, okay? We swam in raw sewage, you know, to cool off. And at that time, the big fear was polio. Thousands of kids died from polio every year. But you know something? In my neighborhood, no one ever got polio. No one, ever. You know why? Because we swam in raw sewage. It strengthened our immune systems. The polio never had a prayer. We were tempered in raw sh**.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
On FISA, there are a couple of amendments that are being considered. One of them would require a warrant for every query of lawfully collected data. If that were to pass and get into the bill, would the president veto that bill?
We do not believe that that serves the national security interests of the United States. The warrant requirement, from our perspective, would go too far in undermining the very purpose of FISA, and frankly, it would put victims at risk.
Biden regime NSA stooge Jake Sullivan wants you to know, America, that the Reforming Intelligence and Securing America Act ensures that the intelligence community has the tools that it needs to identify and disrupt threats to the American people from hostile nation states, terrorist organizations, hackers, spies, and more, end quote. You know, the people the Biden regime led into the country by the millions.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the FBI, Department of Defense, and others have been conducting a year-long investigation into so-called gate crashers. It's happening all over the U.S., according to the report.
Section 702 continued to tighten its grip, choking the life out of the Bill of Rights of American citizens.
Where are those transmissions you intercepted? What have you done with those plans?
We intercepted no transmissions.
The legislation coming from the other body gives the government unchecked authority to order Americans to spy on behalf of their government. This was slipped in, Mr. President, in the last minutes in the House of Representatives bill, and this is the first time this language has ever been considered here in the United States Senate. Under current law, Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the government can order the phone companies and email and internet service providers to hand over communications. This bill expands that existing power dramatically. It says, and I quote, the government can force cooperation from, quote, any other service provider who has access to equipment that is being or may be used to transmit or store wire or electronic communications. So think for a moment about the millions of Americans who work in buildings and offices in which communications are stored or passed through. After all, every office building in America has data cables running through it. And the people are not just the engineers who install, maintain, and repair our communications infrastructure. There are countless others who could be forced to help the government spy, including those who clean offices and guard buildings. If this provision is enacted, the government can deputize any of these people against their will and force them, in effect, to become what amounts to an agent for Big Brother.
So, Director Ray, does the FBI currently comply in every way with the current Section 702 of FISA?
My understanding is that we're in compliance with the law.
Okay, so you think you do. All right, how do you respond to an unsealed document released by the U.S. Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court on May 19, 2023, which states your agency, the FBI, illegally misused this tool more than 278,000 times between 2020 and early 2021? And is this number of 278,000 abuses accurate?
Representative Andy Biggs attempted to impose a requirement for the FBI to obtain a warrant, but that ended in a tie vote and a full display of uniparty rule. Speaker Mike Johnson cast the tie-breaking vote against the amendment.
We have to know who the enemy is and what we have to do. And if it is a police state on our doorstep, we're already stepping in. I'll tell you what, we better wake up and respond to it.
We have learned is that the IRS, in fact, has been using AI to access bank accounts of American citizens without any kind of a search warrant or even without any specific claim that they have committed a crime. So this was something that was discovered by an undercover journalist. And what they found is that the IRS has claimed that they have access to every single person's bank account. This person also indicated that they've been working with the Department of Justice and that they have absolutely no problem whatsoever going after the little guy to make sure that they are paying their taxes.
John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in a special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burton effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
I want him found. Not tomorrow, not after breakfast, now.
Yes, sir.
Well, what? Man up and vanished like a fart in the wind. Nothing left but damn rocks on the windowsill and that cupcake on the wall.
What's saying there, Fuzzy Bridges?
This is a conspiracy. That's what this is. One big damn conspiracy. And everyone's in on it.
Unveiling the truth behind the globalist curtain. Welcome to the war room.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I bring you now an incredible story. Well, I'm not going to bring it to you. The individual who's been targeted by the U.S. government, Dexter Taylor, known as Carbon Mike, is going to bring you the story. I'm going to bring him on air to tell the story. But this story should be shocking, appalling, and worrisome for many reasons. And I was lucky enough, because I just am constantly scrambling, looking for talk show hosts to listen to and follow. I saw him on with Kim Iverson when he was telling the story. And so I'm sure he's told the story many times, so I apologize for asking him for this redundancy, but we just need to bring the story to the air. Dexter Taylor, he's also known as Carbon Mike. You can find him on Twitter. We just put it up on the screen at Future Radio Cast. Carbon Mike, give him a follow there, and then I'm going to tell you why you should support his legal fund. But first, Dexter, why don't you just tell the story? Because your story is so important as to how our freedoms are being attacked, specifically our Second Amendment. But to me, this goes even beyond the Second Amendment. This is saying that you, as a private American citizen, really have no privacy. You have no right to privacy. You have no right to innovate, whether it's with a gun or with experimental technology or anything. They're going to clamp down on you. But Dexter, tell your story and what you're dealing with right now for your defense of your Second Amendment.
Sure.
And by the way, thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. So, again, my name is Dexter Taylor. I'm a lifelong New Yorker. Grew up in a working class family. My dad was a construction worker. He was a carpenter. My mom was a registered nurse. I've been in the software business for 30 years this year. Taught myself to write C++ code back in the early 90s and got my first job in the industry in 1994. Let's see. I'm a licensed amateur radio operator, technician class. I'm a tinkerer, shade tree mechanic. I'm sitting right here in the control room of my recording studio, Switching Yard Sounds in Brooklyn. And a few years ago, I became interested in gunsmithing. I saw people online who were buying 80% receivers, machining them to completion, and adding parts and coming up with finished weapons. And I was hooked, right? Because, you know, I was kind of the quintessential nerdy kid growing up. I loved rifles and tanks and fighter planes and what have you. So when I saw the people were doing this, I was like, this is very cool. So I started buying legal parts online under my own name. And I built, you know, a handful of Glock pistols, maybe 6 or 7 Glock pistols. And then I moved on to rifles. And I made 8 AR style rifles, 7 of which were AR-15s, one of which was an AR-10. And I was really thinking about kind of starting my second career, bringing my expertise as a software engineer, as a data guy, to weapon science. So I developed some I was developing products and experimental theories for weapons tuning. We could talk about that later, cyclic energy flow and DACA and Drift 360. Anyway, in April of 2022, I was raided by a joint NYPD ATF task force. And, they came and broke my door down, carted me off to Rikers, where I spent a week, and ransacked my house, took all my weapons, obviously, and many of my tools, and we're fighting the case.
So let's go into the weeds in this now. You have any violent crime history, any criminal history at all?
No, sir. Squeaky clean criminal record. By the way, I should add that at the time I was raided, I was a member in good standing of my local gun range, West Side Rifle and Pistol Range in Manhattan. So I passed their criminal background check. In the prosecutor in my case, in response to one of our filings, the prosecutor in my case said Mr. Taylor should have applied for a permit because he would have passed the good moral character test. So don't take my word for it that I'm a good guy. Take the prosecutor's word for it. He said it in writing, right? So, squeaky clean record, no trouble with the law. The police aren't coming to my house. I'm kind of a hermit. And also importantly, we should say this too, like online, in the online world, because it's only recently that I've kind of merged my kind of carbon mic identity with my real identity and went public in that way. But in all the time I've been online, doing conservative commentary and podcasts and interviews and so on and so forth, I've never said anything that would make an ordinary non-Second Amendment enthusiast say, this guy probably shouldn't have weapons or be around weapons. Do you know what I'm saying? So squeaky clean, above board. Also, at the time I was raided, I had signed up. I had subscribed to Rocket FFL because, again, I wanted to see how I could turn this into my second career and do what I was doing quietly and privately as a profession, right? So, and when I say quietly and privately, I mean I never advertised guns. I never took pictures and posted them online. I never talked about gunsmithing. I never bragged about it. I never spoke to anyone in real life about buying or selling or otherwise transferring or dispersing any weapons or any gunsmithing services. And the state of New York should know this, because at the time I was raided, they seized my daily computer, my regular desktop. They seized my work laptop, never returned them. They seized my phone. They cloned my phone. And they seized my credit cards, never returned those either, and subpoenaed my email records. So the state of New York knows that everything I was doing 100% above board. And again, I never did anything to, how can you say, to violate or to challenge civic order and the peace of my neighborhood. So, yeah.
What is the official crime that you're being accused of?
There are many charges on the indictment. There are 30-some-odd charges on the indictment, but mostly it boils down to what they call criminal weapons possession, right? And again, this wasn't carrying weapons around in the street or in my car and getting stopped. Remember, these weapons never left my house, right? So it's mostly criminal weapons possession. There is some weird talk on there about assault weapons. As far as I understand, a rock is an assault weapon if you throw it at someone. I know what an assault rifle is. The Army has a specification for what an assault rifle is. I never made one, but I did make, like I said, I made eight AR-style rifles. So mostly felony weapons possession. It boils down to I did not ask the state of New York for permission to manufacture and keep weapons in my home.
So would it be fair to say that the state of New York then does not believe you have a Second Amendment?
Oh, 100%. I mean, you know, I remember when the Bruin, you got a picture of my massive arsenal. I don't know if your viewers can see this, but there's a picture of my massive arsenal.
It appears, I guess there's about about 14, 15 guns there. And is each one of them your own crafted materials there? Or?
Yes. Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All they're made. The ones you already dissolved from that. But yeah, that's Alpha. Yeah. Alpha Switchblade Ranger Wildcat Epic Scarab. The ones with the two weird halo-looking stocks are Epic and Scarab, and Diana and Mars. Mars is the big one with the bipod. That's a takedown AR-10 hunting rifle. So you can actually there's an attachment on there from a Cry Havoc Tactical. So you can remove the barrel and fold the stock and carry it to the ranger or on your hunting trip in a backpack. Yeah.
So you're purchasing, they're saying you purchased $10,000 worth of, I'm guessing those are lowers that you purchase, and then do you 3D print the rest of the material?
Never used my 3D printer. They seized it, but I never used it. But it was all 80% receivers, which I machined to completion. I had a jig and all that stuff, and then added my parts, you know, trigger groups and barrels and shrouds and so on and so forth.
So did they assume you were using the 3D printer, and that's why they confiscated that as well?
I didn't ask them, but I'm pretty sure.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's a little interesting.
And there's also some weird slander baked into the New York State laws. So, for example, if you have a certain kind of weapon in your possession, then they automatically pile on intent to use. Like they define possession of a weapon in your house as intent to use it, period.
Right. Well, it also sounds like you're a victim of a typical prosecutorial practice is where they drastically overcharge in hopes that they can get you to work down to a plea so that they can keep their conviction rates high.
Well, they offered me a plea, right? I mean, all the charges against me total up to about 18 years in prison, right? They offered me a plea deal. They offered 8 years instead. Yeah, that's kind of what I said. But yeah, they offered me a plea deal for 8 years instead of 18. I turned them down flat. Because as far as I'm concerned and as far as my legal team is concerned, this is a civil rights matter.
Absolutely.
Right?
This is a case that, I mean, New York is one of the worst places for gun ownership. I think that this makes it clear. But this is a case that, I mean, quite frankly, I see this case and I see... This is a case for my Second Amendment. This isn't not just about Dexter Taylor. This is a case for my Second Amendment as well. And so just to go back one more thing before we talk about the case, when they say you needed to get a permit, what is the permit they're talking about?
I'm not sure. You'd have to ask my attorney for the legal minutiae on that, but I'm not sure. That's one of the things that mystifies me. Like, is New York State saying that in order to manufacture weapons in the traditional way in my home, I have to ask the state for permission? Because if that's what they're saying, well, I mean, that's kind of interesting, right? Because then that seems to me that what they're saying is the Second Amendment doesn't protect a right, it protects a privilege, right? If I have to ask, I mean, the right to free speech is a right. So you don't have to ask New York State for permission to speak your mind, right? Freedom of conscience is a right. You don't have to ask the state's permission to declare for Christ. So it's odd to me that New York State is asserting that, yes, if you want to have weapons in your home, you must ask us for permission to manufacture those weapons. I noticed on one of the things you brought up, there was some mention of so-called ghost guns. I prefer the term traditional guns, right? Because there's obviously nothing ghostly about an 80% receiver that's been manufactured into a firearm. There's nothing about an unserialized receiver that prevents police from effectively investigating any crimes committed with that weapon, right? So again, we understand, since I left the left and kind of became conservative, I've understood a lot of things about how people who are going after people's Second Amendment rights, how they argue, how they talk, the pictures they paint. It's basically a fear-based picture. We get that. But it's especially this case, to me, one of the interesting aspects of this case is that New York State is a Democratic state, and New York City is a Democratic run. I should say Democratic run state. New York City is a Democratic run city. Okay. Now, I am of no political party. I'm a politically homeless conservative. But it's interesting to me that, for example, people on the left are always telling people who look like me that there are murderous white people, right, all across the landscape, disguised as rocks and trees and bushes, waiting to jump out at the next provocation.
Yeah, look out! You might turn a corner, and one of these neo-white nationalists jumps out to shoot you.
What are you doing here? You know, like, right? So they're fond of saying that, right? So then if that's what you think all up and down, the president said it, right? So if that's what you think, right, if you think there's murderous white people everywhere and they pose an enormous threat to domestic safety and to my health and well-being and that of my family and my community and so on and so forth, why would you then go out of your way to defy the Supreme Court and to contravene the highest law in the land in order to disarm me? I think that's odd.
Well, I'd like to carry on with that, but there's sure. there's two issues where I kind of want to go with this. One is, let's maybe just put that aside for a second and then retrace our steps. Because the other issue I find with this is so Orwellian and so Big Brother. I mean, I guess I would lead into this by saying, how did the government even know that you were building weapons in your home? But then I would say, whether you're building weapons or maybe you're trying to make a new energy conductor or a new water purifier, it's like, so what? Are you not allowed to invent? Are you not allowed to build? Are you not allowed to innovate? I mean, to me, this is the government coming in and saying, oh, no. No entrepreneurialism, no invention, no ingenuity. We're shutting this down.
Right. That's right. So this is a very good question. How did the government track me down? Well, the ATF has been going around to different parts manufacturers, including manufacturers of 80% receivers, right, and demanding their customer lists, right? Give me that list or I'll raid you into bankruptcy, right? And some number of them complied. Then ATF would go around to different cities around the country and with essentially a hit list, like get this guy, get this guy, get this guy. That's what happened.
Now, what about your privacy rights, though? I mean, were those not violated here?
I would have thought so. Yeah, but again, you know,
we are talking about rights like we still have them. Yeah.
Well, look, I mean, here's the thing. They don't care about privacy, but this is important to say, right? They don't care about privacy rights. They also don't care about public safety because those are usually the grounds on which people who want to kind of take away rights and give privileges. When it comes to the Second Amendment, that's what they usually say, right? It's a safety, it's a public safety thing. But remember, this is New York City, This is the same city in which a handful of people physically assaulted police officers, kicked the hell out of two cops on camera, and walked. No bail. Remember, I stayed in Rikers for a week. My bail was almost $250,000.
That's insane. Never committed a violent crime.
Right. Never. Exactly. And remember, lifelong New Yorker. I moved away to go to school, came back in 1994. I've lived in Brooklyn since 1994. You know, I've had exactly three different addresses living on my own in Brooklyn, right? So and of course, my family is here, my daughter's here, so on and so forth. So there we go, right. That apparently, the individuals who did this, having few or no community ties, were apparently not a flight risk. But
that's eight illegal immigrants that I would say with utmost confidence that are also gang affiliated, which is why they decided to beat that police officer. That's gang code. If one of your other members is in a fight with cops, you have to jump in, or sometimes you have to beat a cop to get initiated. So that's 100% illegal immigrant gang initiation behavior there, and they walked. You, a law-abiding citizen that never committed a violent crime, spends a week on Rikers Island because your privacy and your Second Amendment was violated.
Correct. And again, very high bail, almost $250,000. My parents had to put their house up to get me out.
Wow.
And you know, we're fighting this case. I'm facing 18 years for all the charges against me. Again, never having hurt anyone, never having so much as raised a weapon. You know, never having so much as brandished a weapon is what I'm trying to say. By contrast, do you remember the Summer of Love? Remember that? You remember when these two people, I think it was a husband-wife couple or whatever, tossed a Molotov cocktail, a lit Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, that's right. The Democrat Southern Poverty Law Center attorneys. That's right.
Okay, now how much time did they do? Do you remember?
I believe they got sentenced.
Or was it the...
I think they got sentenced to 2 years, but they got it brought down.
There you go. Right. So ended up doing about a year apiece. Right. So, I mean, that's what I mean. So going back to what I said before, like, you know, when they say that they're doing these things in out of concern for public safety, it's difficult for a reasonable person to believe them. Because, I mean, that's not why, they're doing it because they want people to be defenseless and because all bureaucracies seek to justify, to expand and to justify themselves. And scared, defenseless people are the ultimate justification for the intrusive state, right? But for a larger bureaucracy, for more law enforcement. And so that's, I think, why they're doing it. They're in an ideological pocket, you know.
I'd like to get further into the political issues on this in the next segment.
Sure.
But I would say that your case is truly a landmark case. There's been a couple similar cases, and fortunately they've actually turned out good for the individual in your defense. But this is certainly a landmark case. They're trying to make a precedent right now to say that you can't be a gunsmith, you can't be a private gun inventor, innovator, whatever. And they want to basically, I believe, make an example out of you. Whether you end up spending 18 years in prison or you work your way to a plea and stay out of prison, they want to make an example out of you and get the precedent to say, if you do what Dexter Taylor tried to do, then you're going to jail, you're getting charged, that's illegal.
And I can't stop them, right? I can't stop them from, basically they're functioning how can I say? They're functioning under a philosophy of might makes right, right? So, I mean, look, Kathy, look, and I'm not, this is not some weird, creepy inference that I'm making, right? Kathy Hochul said it, the governor of New York. Didn't she say it? When the Bruin ruling came down, the Bruin decision, what did she say? Right? She said, we don't like that decision. And we're not going to abide by it because we don't like it. We don't like the Second Amendment. It makes us nervous. And so we're going to do our own thing. What did Mayor Adams say? What did His Honor say? Didn't he say that, well, if we respect people's Second Amendment rights, that it'll turn New York into the wild, wild west? Didn't he say that publicly? But then didn't he turn around sometime later and say New York's a sanctuary city? So on the one hand, the mayor the mayor claims to be concerned about the quote-unquote wild, wild west, right? And on the other hand, he seems to have no problem, or seemed to have no problem, inviting all the problems of the wild, wild south and the wild, wild east to the streets of New York City. So which is it?
Well, and imagine, you know, they'll put up signs that say gun-free zone. That's not going to stop any criminal from carrying a gun. And then they'll raid your house and take your guns, a law-abiding citizen. Dexter Taylor is my guest. His case is landmark setting, and we need to help him win this. We'll be right back.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has True Nation iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it, and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are
InfoWars.com/show.
Our guest here is Dexter Taylor, a.k.a. Carbon Mike. And I guess he was forced to go public with his identity because of this attack on him by law enforcement. You need to support his legal fund, Dexter Taylor, 2A Legal Fund. This is truly a landmark case, and I'm just speaking for myself. I mean, my philosophy with this case is that it's not about is Dexter Taylor innocent or guilty of the charges. The charges shouldn't even exist. Dexter Taylor is a victim here. Dexter Taylor has a Second Amendment. I don't care what laws Democrats in New York write to claim you're a criminal. They're illegal. So, no, Dexter Taylor is the victim of criminals and gun grabbers and Democrats in New York. It's not about innocent or guilty of the charges, and I hope that the jury and the judge see that in this landmark case. Truly, it will be a landmark case. And by the way, thanks to the Republicans, George Santos no longer in the House. They voted to boot him out. They won't vote out the Democrats that are corrupt, but they'll vote out their own. And now it looks like a gun-grabbing Democrat, Tom Suozzi, might be taking that post. So you'll have another anti-gun Democrat in Congress, thanks to Republicans. But that's another story. I do want to get into some of the politics here with Dexter Taylor, a.k.a. Carbon Mike, and he was mentioning this before, and you mentioned the irony of Democrats telling black people, look out, there's a white nationalist around every corner hunting you down, but then they disarm you. But before we kind of get into that angle of this, you said that you left the left. Earlier you had said you left the left. Do you feel more that you left the left or that the left left you?
Good question. I mean the left certainly became crazier in recent memory, right? But I actually don't think the left left me. I think I became conservative because I started really strongly identifying with things I've always known. Do you know what I'm saying? In other words, look, I grew up in working class black America, right? Working class black America is staunchly conservative, right? It's like my family. I mean, I didn't, and at the time when I was a kid, I didn't understand that that's what that was called. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Well, and like that's part of the reason why Republicans or conservatives, they struggle with messaging, and
yes,
while
sir.
The Democrats do better at that. And so, I mean, that's when people ask, and I like the way you said it, you're politically homeless, but you're a conservative, because what is conservatism in the year 2024? It's really just common sense.
That's right. It's a way of looking at the world. I mean, I like what's his name? The late Roger Scruton's quote about conservatism. It's a worldview that is based on gratitude. Like, you start with gratitude, you know. And look, when you start with gratitude, you can still change things. You know, you can still say, hey, this is wrong. This needs to be changed. But, you know, I wrote a long time ago on my, you know, for the Foundation of Society that civilization is a house that's always falling down and always being built. Right. And so there's always, you also have to change something. You may have to demolish something. You may have to alter something. But this structure that kind of shelters all of us has to strike a balance between continuity and adaptability, right? And so I think the conservative mindset at least acknowledges that. And that's a very important acknowledgement, you know. Like, look, when I was a kid, like I told you, my dad was a construction worker. When I was a kid, we bought our first house, and it was this kind of what they call a handyman special. It was like this ramshackle, boarded up old house. That's what we could afford it, right? And I watched my dad gut and rebuild that house from the inside out, room by room. You know what I'm saying? And so when I left the left, you know, I didn't start listening to Fox News because I kind of hated them too, but I just started reading and writing and talking to people and thinking and kind of like getting back in touch with my working class roots. And I remembered being a kid and having a hammer and being like, okay, I'm going to help you do demolition. And my dad saying, well, wait a minute. This is a bearing wall. We can't just knock this wall down. It's holding up the ceiling. This wall has a plumbing riser in it. This wall has electrical in it, right? Like, after I kind of became a conservative, I remembered that. I remembered how, like, you have to be, careful about the things you alter because you're never sure what else they're holding up. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I think I understand where you're going with this. I mean, my translation would be like, hey, if you alter or you destroy the Second Amendment, that's a cornerstone of our civilization. The whole house is going to come down.
Right, exactly. And I think the apparently the liberal or progressive mindset, whatever you call it today, seems to think that it can just, you know, flip switches and turn knobs and change things and get rid of things altogether and there'll be no repercussions. So respect for existing structure, that's part of conservatism. Again, respect for sometimes structures have to be changed. I'm a Black American. You don't have to tell me that sometimes things need to be changed. But again, this respect for the sacred, this respect for what is there, this acknowledgement that you have to move carefully and start with gratitude. So anyway, I know for a fact that there's a huge reservoir of conservative sentiment in working class Black America. I'm not talking about the media hacks who work for CNN or whatever other network. I'm talking about in neighborhoods like the one I live in now, you know, working class Black and Latino neighborhoods. By the way, when I came home from Rikers, you know, one of the things I did was I went around and talked to my neighbors and I told them what happened to me. And they're all mad at the government. Mm-hmm. You know, like some of them were like, well, don't they know who you are? Don't know what kind of person you are, what kind of neighbor you are? It's like, I guess not. So,
well, they don't care.
So, yeah, they don't care. Exactly. They don't care. And this is that's what I wanted to mention. I'm sorry I'm all over the place. But, you know, look. Here's another thing that lefties are telling us all the time. They're always they want to say that everything is white supremacy. Everything is systemic racism, except gun control. And gun control is really, when you think about it, it's the only aspect of systemic racism that lefties are not just okay with, but want more of.
Well, I actually had this down in my notes, and you already went there. You know, people forget the NRA, a lot of its founding was to protect Black Americans from the KKK, which, you know, Democrats. Correct. So you could just say Democrats.
Correct.
So, I mean, that's kind of the historical aspect of this. But it's like you said, if you don't know your history, now you're sitting here and everything gets reversed, right? So everything gets reversed. So the Second Amendment in modern history, which was used to protect Black Americans from racism when that was going on and when white supremacy was a threat with the NRA and other groups, now the Democrats are saying, oh, no, that didn't exist. And now the Second Amendment is white supremacy.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, I would just say my only pushback would be it wasn't there to protect us from racism. We never cared about racism because racism is how someone else feels about you. And like, I don't care about how someone feels about me. It was to protect us from people going kinetic on us, right? From violence, that is to say. And the thing is, another thing, you know, counter to another lefty trope, like words are not violence. Violence is violence, right? And so, again, this is another reason why although I don't want to be here, that is in the middle of this case, I never wanted to be here. I never wanted to be an activist in this sense.
You probably never thought you would either.
And I certainly never had any intention of getting into a pissing contest with the state of New York. I'm not stupid, just hard-headed, right? But now that I'm here, I just want everyone to pay attention to this. That, you know, that's like I can't. You know, like I put it this way, the future is uncertain, right? And I may go down to defeat in this one case. But if I do, whether I do or not, put it that way, I want everyone to pay attention. And that's why I'm so thankful to people like you.
As soon as I heard your story, I knew I had to get you on. I'm out of time this segment, but let's come back and let you get make your final statement about why this is so important. Because I completely agree. Sure. And when I first heard you with Kim Iverson, I was like, how have I not heard about this? Every conservative radio talk show host needs to have you on the air telling your story. You should have hundreds of thousands of dollars from the NRA to defend this. All right, final segment here of the InfoWars War Room, election headquarters. My guest, Dexter Taylor. We have his legal fund there on Give, Send, Go. It's a good thing you chose Give, Send, Go, by the way. The other ones would probably kick you off.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Birth defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you. And that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It might be easier for you to go follow him on Twitter to find the link there, at Carbon Mike Future Radiocast, at Future Radiocast. Carbon Mike is his name on Twitter, and he's got the link posted there. You were cut short before the break, but what would you say, if anything, you've learned from this? What would you say your purpose for making this stand, standing up for your rights, deciding to go down this legal path? Go ahead and just kind of make your final statements, because, again, I think you understand the gravity of this. I certainly understand the gravity of this. And this story and this case needs to get a lot more attention.
Sure. Well, thank you. What I was saying before the break was that I'm grateful to people like you for taking an interest and passing me a microphone. Because, look, the optics of this case are terrible for the Democratic Party. And again, it's not as if I'm a Republican. I'm not. I'm a politically homeless conservative. But I'm also an American, you know. I'm an irrational patriot, to use a term from G.K. Chesterton. I love my country with my eyes open, right? And so it's the most important thing is that people pay attention to this. That's it. It's that the terrible optics of this case, again, terrible for the state, not me, can only influence events if people are paying attention, if people are watching and listening. So that's it. I mean, it's so, you know, the good news about this case for me anyway is that no special consideration is required. No special pleading is required. People listening to this case don't even have to have a special interest in the Second Amendment, if you know what I mean. Like, because this is not a situation where someone was doing something questionable and then what this was like, nope, this person was in their home quietly pursuing their hobby in private. So, the number one thing is for people to pay attention. I would say it's also important for conservatives of all stripes to understand that we have been in retreat for too long. Okay. Many conservatives online and elsewhere are fond of saying, well, it's just New York, the hell with New York, the hell with the cities, get out of the cities, so on and so forth. Now, of course, if someone wants to move from here to there, that's their business. But what I'm saying is that mindset of retreat is harmful to us. It's harmful to our work, okay? Because at the end of the day, the adversary is not retreating. The gun grabbers, as you say correctly, don't look at a red state and say, that place is too red. Just leave it alone. The hell with it. They never say that, right? So we have to lose this mindset that we're going to get out of our troubles by salami slicing this republic, right? I love my red state people. I love my rural American peoples. But our American cities are, in fact, American cities. New York is an American city. Chicago is an American city. And I don't know of any tactician who looks at the battlefield and says, yeah, I'm going to let the enemy have all the high-density communication nodes just on the strength. No. If the enemy is fighting for everything, then we have to fight for everything, all of it, right? Because if we're on the retreat and everyone else is advancing, we're going to lose. So it's not – so this case is about more than me, right? And, again, it's not just me. I mean, I'm sure you've heard about Amos Miller in Pennsylvania. The Amish farmer who was raided for selling produce to his customers who want his specific brand of produce, right? Natural, untainted. I'm sure you've heard of Walker Anderson out of Minnesota, red-blooded American kid, likes wrenching on cars, yeah? And they want to put him in the jackpot for building a weapon and using it on private property, right? So this has to be an all-in struggle. This has to be a full-court press, and we all have to get involved. We can't all necessarily start a TV station or a podcast where we can all spread the word, and we can all understand that that we have to have, at the very least, a unity of purpose and a unity of conscience, if you will, a unity of logos, you could say, right? I think that's the most important thing.
Well, and I look at this case, and I would say your Fourth Amendment has been violated. Your Second Amendment has been violated. I would hope, I mean, if there's any justice to be had here, you should receive compensation from the government, the state of New York, for the time you've served in prison. They should end up paying all your legal fees as well. And really, if we're getting full justice here, the individuals that came after you are the criminals. They should be the ones facing charges. Now, that might be an impossible dream of justice here, but that's what I see justice in this case. But the truth is, it's like you said, when I saw this, I said, yeah, you know what? It might be Carbon Mike now. It might be Dexter Taylor now. It's me tomorrow. It's my neighbors the next day. So that's what they're trying to do here. They want to make an example. And how un-American to say like you said, you're a tinkerer. You're a builder. You're trying to find new ways to make guns because it's a hobby of yours in private. And you mentioned that other case with the mechanic, the engineer. That's so Americana. You make something, American. You build it in your backyard, and you see if it takes off or not. And now this is Big Brother coming in here, stomping innovation, stomping invention, stomping the human spirit out.
One of the things I love, I said I'm an irrational patriot, so I love America regardless. I love it because it's my home. That's it. I don't need any other reason. But one thing I think is really cool about us and as Americans, right, is that we're the DIY people. We're the improvisers. We're the shade tree mechanics, you know? And so, that's what I meant to mention. You know, language is also important. Logos is important, right? In the beginning was the word. So, like, don't let the adversary take words and twist them, right? The weapons I was making were not ghost guns. There's nothing ghostly about them. They were traditional guns. They were made in the traditional American way in an American home. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and they always like to use words like ghost guns. It's always propaganda that they even say, like, ooh, that's scary, ghost guns or assault rifles.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's like, what are you talking about? Like a weapon. I mean, again, assault rifles. Yes, the Army has a specification for assault rifles. I didn't make any assault rifles. And they know damn well that, like, those of us who were running around, you know, using ordinary AR-15s are not firing assault rifles. They specifically crafted that term to evoke something else, something more dangerous, something more
sinister. Yeah, it'd be like, oh, I drive a truck. No, you drive a battering vehicle. That's
it's
what they do.
Truck.
Yeah, it's a battering vehicle. It's like, no, I just drive a truck. I drive an F-150. I'd like to haul a bunch of wood and stuff. That's a battering vehicle, sir.
It's a battering truck. That's a colliding truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, this is huge case. Is the best place to get information is to follow you on Twitter at Future Radio Cast. That's easy enough. Carbon Mike is the name there. Is that the best place to follow this case?
Yes, sir. I'd also say if you want to know, like, I guess my brand of conservatism is called foundationism. You can see the foundationist manifesto on the screen right below my Twitter handle. That's our 10-point manifesto. If you want to know more about foundationism and the foundationist society, check out the Infinite Jigsaw podcast on YouTube. Me and my buddy Danny Duran from the UK did a 10-part series where we go down and we talk about each of the 10 points of our manifesto. So,
all right, there's Dexter Taylor, folks. This is a case is going to be important. And any updates, feel free to reach out. Or if I see something that I feel like you need to communicate with the people, and if anybody else reaches out to me saying, hey, we want to get that guy on, I'll be sure to share information because this is truly a huge case. And we'll be praying for you and wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
I'm telling you, folks, when I saw this story, first of all, I was just like, well, he's just a great guest. He's extremely informed, and he obviously knows radio. But B, it's like, this is such a landmark case. This is such a huge case. I was stunned. I hadn't heard about it. I was stunned, and this is why I'm constantly digging like a nerd through all the political just everything and podcasts and talk shows and radio and TV, just constantly searching and digging because you find gold like that. I mean, that is just this is so huge. And I was just stunned. I was like, how is this not a bigger story? This guy should be all over the news. This case should be all over the news. The NRA should be giving him a platform. I mean, it's just like this is just massive to say you can't build tools in your own home. And it's the state of New York coming after him. It just makes me sick. So I'm glad we got this coverage, and we're definitely going to be monitoring that case. All right, a lot of news we didn't get to today. We'll pick it back up tomorrow. Remember to support us at InfoWarsStore.com so we can give a platform to these big stories and hopefully amplify them because that's what is necessary. But that's going to do it for today's transmission. We will take a 21-hour break, and we'll do it all again right here on the InfoWars War Room Election Headquarters, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA-approved labs to do it, and it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.